Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to the Midday Show with Rick and John here in the Kia Studios. Big, big guest. We've got the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Chad Morris, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys?
We're doing great, man. So I know John wants to go back in time with you, but I'm curious about the transition from SMU to Arkansas. Then he'll go kind of back in time with you a little bit. But just talk about getting that Arkansas job and how excited you are about it.
Well, oh, man, I tell you what, it's been wide open since we started here in the early December. And just the passion level across our great state for these Razorbacks has been incredible. I've been able to travel all over our state and meet so many wonderful people and so many passionate fans and alumni and boosters, and it's just remarkable. I mean, these people are so hungry, and we're just excited to be able to start this process together.
Coach, you've had an amazing journey from high school coach, winning a couple of state championships, Tulsa OC for a year, and then on to Clemson. How were you received originally when you got the job at Clemson, bringing in a complete culture change on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, it was phenomenal. You know, Dabo brought me in and interviewed me. I still remember to this day, you know, he said, look, I'm not going to interview you unless you bring your entire family in. And I thought that was pretty special. So we brought Paula and Mackenzie and Chandler, and all of us went up there and interviewed. And just immediately from the get-go, we knew that was a right fit. I mean, it was all about family. It was all about just the genuineness that you see and, you know, what Dabo portrays. That's who he is. And his vision that he shared with us, and he said, Coach, I just need you to come in here and fix the offense. And I said, Coach, if you hire me, you'll never have to worry about offensive football again. And away we went.
And they haven't had to worry about offensive football, winning a national championship a year ago, obviously getting to the back to the playoffs this year. Did you feel sort of proud to watch Clemson from afar win a championship?
I was extremely proud, you know, because – you know, when we left to go to SMU, obviously they promoted Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott, and for the most part, the entire staff is still there. Robbie Caldwell's still there, Danny Pierman's still there, and so on the offensive side, and so there was so much pride and so much excitement for watching those guys and the success that they've had. I'm extremely proud of them. They're some of my very best friends to this day.
I love it. Chad Morris, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joining your boys Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, what did Brett Bielema do or put in place that's helping you right now?
Well, and that's a great question, and I've shared this with across our state. These guys, the more I'm around them, immediately when I first came into my very first team meeting, you knew that the love they had for Coach B and the entire coaching staff here. They had done a really good job of developing relationships with these guys. And so making that transition to a new staff and us developing relationships with these kids that's been smooth. And then watching these guys on the practice field and how they practice and the demands that they were required to be in, and that was impressive as well.
Now you guys are already into spring practice. I believe your spring game will be on April the 9th, if I'm reading correctly. What have you learned so far about your team in the limited time you've had a chance to get with them?
Yeah, we got practice 7 today, matter of fact, and our spring game's on April the 7th, that Saturday, and so it's you know, this again, this is a team that's hungry. This is a team that's thirsty for knowledge, and they have been so receptive to us as a new staff in implementing, you know, going from an odd front defense to back to an even front, and going from, you know, the more traditional pro style offense to a wide open, 12 personnel, 2-back run-oriented football team. These guys have just been hungry. They're having a lot of success. They've got great competition going on the field, and they're very, very pleased with where we are right now. Of course, we're a long way away, and don't get me wrong, But these guys are understanding, you know, our demands and learning to play fast.
It's a great get for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chad Morris, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Who's your quarterback?
Well, if I knew that right now, I don't know, even know if we'd even go to practice today. Oh, goodness. No, I'm just kidding. We've got several guys that are competing right now that, you know, Cole Kelly obviously coming out playing out of last year a little bit. But we've got several guys right now. Ty Story is another young man that's competing for the job. He's a junior. You know, it's still wide open, and we may not even come out of spring naming a starter just yet. We're a long way away. We've got to be more consistent at that position, but these guys have got a great competition going on right now.
We've got Chad Morris with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, making that transition, power running game under Brett Bielema, you're going to be having a lot more spread concepts. How long does that take the offensive line to get used to?
Well, you know, for the most part, everybody runs the power and the counter in the inside zone, the outside zone. And so, you know, from the scheme standpoint, it's not going to be that difficult. It's more the terminology. It's more the pace of play that we're going to require them to play at. You know, they would come back and they would huddle, and they were averaging somewhere around 60 to 61 snaps a game. And we want to be averaging, you know, upwards to 90 snaps a game. So when you increase your snap total 25, 30 snaps a game, and you figure, you know, you score a touchdown or field goal one out of every 15 to 16 snaps. So, you know, more production, faster pace of play means more points. And so it's just understanding the requirements of taking care of your body, your training off the field, your nutrition. And so those are things that all just kind of come into play when you transition over.
Coach, you're talking to a couple of college football junkies here. We play college football, fantasy football. John runs a league, and I messed around with Jonathan Nance last year. 37 grabs, 539, and 5 touchdowns. What do you see his numbers going a lot north of there? Is he your best offensive player coming back, Chad?
Well, you know, we've got several guys coming back. They played a lot of really young guys last year due to injuries. And, you know, anytime you play a really young guy at this level, you know, it's always a tough time at that moment, but it's good for the future. And you know, Nance is one of those guys that played early last year and he did some really good things. He's got elite speed. We'll definitely find ways to create mismatches for him. But the other guys that we're really proud of too and excited to get out there on that field. You know, LaMichael Petway is another young man that's got great potential and is really having a good spring.
You hired John Chavis to be your defensive coordinator. SEC fans know him very well, his time at LSU and other stops along the way. Arkansas gave up almost 400 yards a game and only had 19 sacks. What's his biggest challenge rebuilding the Razorback defense?
I think just creating the depth that we need in this league, both on the defensive line and obviously in our offensive line as well. But you know, Coach Chavis is well experienced. He's been around for a long time, and man, he's coaching every day with something to prove, and that's he's got an edge about him. He knows that you know the you know what we're taking over and the excitement level that this state has, and for their football and man, John is just he's doing a fabulous job. His players absolutely love being around him. And you know, man, his reputation precedes him without a doubt.
Chad Morris joining us here, the new head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, Coach, you're in the SEC West, October 6th, at home, Alabama. Your thoughts on taking on Saban? You're in the SEC, bro.
Well, you know what? It's obviously a huge challenge right there in itself, but you know, our biggest focus is can we be the best football team today? And if we can just get through today's practice and be a better team, you know, we come off that practice field than we were when we went on it, then we were successful. If we stack enough good days on top of good days, and then great things happen. But we got a lot of games between now and then, a lot of preparation between now and then, and I just want to be the best Arkansas Razorback football team we can be today.
Coach, when Arkansas was at their best, and they've had national championship years in the past, they recruited the state of Texas well. You obviously have ties to the state of Texas, but now you've got Gary Patterson, Jimbo Fisher, Tom Herman. Oklahoma obviously tries to go in there with Lincoln Riley, Mike Gundy. How much do you have to lean on some of your old connections for high school to walk in there and compete against some of the big boys when it comes to bringing players into Arkansas?
Well, you do. You know, it's all about relationships, and that's everything recruiting is focused on. And so, you know, just being able to come in and use our connections, being a high school coach in that state for 18 years and going back and coaching at SMU for three. And, you know, I've coached with most of those guys in that state. If I hadn't been on the same staff with them, I've coached against them. And so we'll rely on those guys a whole lot. We've had over 550 coaches here this past week, high school coaches coming in and out and us sharing knowledge with them and them sharing knowledge with us. And so, yeah, it is. It's going to require everybody to lock arms, you know, and not just in that state, but we've got to win the state of Arkansas too. And, you know, on about a 10 to 12 year study, the amount of SEC Division I talent that comes out of the state of Arkansas each year, it ranges from three to on an upward year of eight or nine. And regardless if it's three, regardless if it's 10, we've got to make sure that those kids in our own state stay right here and come play for the Razorbacks.
Coach, you were a part of an historic offseason in college football with all of the movement and turnover with coaches. I don't think it's ever happened with the volume that it's happened. And it, like I said, you were a big part of that. What does that say about college football in general, you and all these other coaches moving around?
Well, this was one of those years that they'll talk about for a long time and may not see another year like this for many, many, many years. It was very difficult, I'll tell you that. You know, especially you had all the coaching change, plus you couple the fact with an early signing period. That was very difficult for any staff that had a changeover. And so, you know, the thing that we just did was we put our best foot forward and you know, we tried to go in and we honored the commitments that were already here at Arkansas and some of those guys stayed committed to us and signed with us. Some didn't. They went on and that's okay too. But it was a challenging time, let me tell you.
Coach, we really appreciate it. Best of luck this upcoming season and many years to come. You're one of the fascinating stories in college football, and it's always fun to watch your offenses. Best of luck there in Arkansas.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do and what you do for this game, and look forward to getting back on the show with you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.